Welcome in to another edition of the Harvest Focus Podcast. I'm Pastor Seth Wilkerson, and we appreciate you tuning in. Whether you're listening live or through the podcast version, we appreciate your faithful support of Harvest Radio and the ministries here of Harvest Church in Humboldt, Tennessee. And we've got some events that are coming up in the next week or so that we want to make you aware of before we get into today's program. Today's program, we're going to be talking about five sneaky ways that sin sneaks into our lives. We'll do that here in just a moment. But first, let's let you know what's going on at the church this weekend. I'm sorry, not February. Good grief. It's March, ain't it? March 24th. March 24th, we got Sunday school at 10 o'clock, following pre-service prayer from 9 to 10. And it's going to be a great day in the house of the Lord. We've got my preaching on Sunday morning is going to be titled, No More Kings Underneath the Table. No More Kings Underneath the Table. And then Sunday night, we've got prayer at 4, Bible study at 5, which is our Sunday school kind of classes all across our campus. Brother Heath Curtis will be teaching in the sanctuary about the Good Shepherd, and that's what everyone will talk about in their classes. It may be titled differently, but it's the same story across the campus for every age group as you come to Sunday school on Sunday night at 5 p.m. Monday is lesson 2 of Genesis to Revelation, where we cover everything from the fall to the flood. Coming up this week, and it's going to be a great night of study. From the fall to the flood, we're going to talk about how that the righteous family was preserved. And we'll talk about how there was judgment that came upon humankind because of their sin. And then Tuesday night, family prayer is at 7 o'clock. Wednesday night, my message has changed. I originally thought I was going to be preaching about the House of Mercy, but I feel a different direction for Wednesday night. I'm going to preach a message entitled, We Win, Win. We win, W-I-N, win, W-H-E-N. You don't want to miss that Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. And then a week from the 24th is the 31st, and that is Easter Sunday. And we got a lot of things coming up. I'm going to mention that in the close of today's program. So you don't want to miss that. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to talk about five tricky ways that sin sneaks into our lives. Today we're going to talk about five tricky ways that sin sneaks into our lives. I can still remember the evening we were all sitting down. It was a very highly recommended, supposed to be family show, and we sit down to watch, and then it happened. A scene that we had to hurry. I couldn't find the remote quick enough, and ended up just running and turning the actual TV off because of what was trying to come up on our screen. Unfortunately, we cannot altogether hide or shelter our children from the evils of our world, and that's because we live in a broken and messy world that is riddled with the harsh reality of our corroded hearts and the never-ceasing bend to the ways of our flesh. In other words, we can't stop a sinking ship that is going down due to poor choices. However, we can reach for a life raft, throw down an anchor, put on the life jacket to chart ahead and preserve. And yes, in this analogy, that life raft, that anchor, that jacket is Jesus Christ. All that to say, our choices matter a lot. The truth is, we cannot abide in Jesus and entertain the ways of the world at the same time. We have to choose a side. In other words, we can't flirt with sin and expect to live a life that glorifies God. It simply is not possible. So let's get real. Let's be honest with ourselves here on the Harvest Focus today. And I invite you to call out the things that may be seeping into your life, pulling you away from the abundant life that Jesus offers us in John 14. Choose what is honorable. Choose what is noble, just, and good, according to Philippians 4. Strive to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with the Lord, like the prophet Micah instructed us to do. And so today, I'm going to give you five common ways that sin can sneak into your life, but take heart because we will also reveal the truth that can set us free. Number one, falling into complacency. We often become complacent in areas of our lives where we feel safe and trusted. There is no need to strive anymore, and we may sort of check out or become emotionally unavailable. The term, it is what it is, comes to mind. You know, life may become routine, it can become cumbersome, or in some cases, downright boring. And while there isn't a sin in and of it, while this isn't a sin in and of itself, it can lead to sin when we neglect to take care of ourselves and others. We fail to invest time. And so loving and maintaining our relationships and the blessings that we've been given, that have been given to us, they easily can get taken for granted. The problem is that complacency leads to self-satisfaction. It's getting into a rhythm or groove where you don't feel the need to use any more energy or put forth the effort. And so you simply just stop trying. You just sort of bow out or float along without much care at all. This numbness toward others and even ourselves to some extent can cause so much devastation in our lives. And it also opens the door wide open for the liar to come in and whisper that something else is better. A better mate, a better job, better kids. You see where I'm going. Complacency breeds the illusion of needing something better. Zephaniah 1 and 12 gives us a warning about being complacent and can eventually lead us to complacency with our God. And we can heed this warning by asking God to change our hearts and transform our thoughts, choosing to count our blessings and shift our perspective. So the number one that I'm giving you, five ways that sin can sneak into our lives, tricky ways. Number one is just falling into complacency. Number two, the tolerant versus intolerant conversation. There's a lot of buzz these days about those two words, tolerant, intolerant. And as many claim, the modern day church is tolerant and that intolerance is a sin. We are essentially arguing and dividing over words rather than focusing on the real issue at hand. It's not about being tolerant or intolerant. It's about where we need to be seeking God's truth and living accordingly. Truthfully, tolerance can be a virtue as we embrace others with love, grace, and forgiveness, choosing to understand their points of view. However, if we don't lean into truth found in the Word of God, we can easily be swayed by the ways of this world. Instead of being labeled as tolerant or intolerant, I want to challenge you today to choose to love what God loves and hate what he hates. God is love, so he defines it. God tells us that in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, it's kind, it does not envy, doesn't keep a record of wrongs, among other attributes that are there. God tells us in 1 Corinthians 7 that love is between a man and a woman and the marriage bed is to be kept pure. God is also, according to Psalm 89, he's righteous, holy, and just. God detests six things according to Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, and a false witness. We should tolerate others out of love, but we should never, ever tolerate sin. The third sneaky way that sin can enter into our lives is by entertaining the world's view of acceptance. Here is yet another word that has gathered quite a bit of confusion, and it comes with a lot of misconceptions in our society today. The truth is, everyone wants to be fully known, fully loved, and fully accepted by everyone else. But God rarely enters this equation. It has all become relative, you know, a you accept me and I will accept you sort of deal. But that isn't how it works with our God, and that isn't how we should choose to see acceptance either. Currently, the world accepts many things that are not of God and are in fact truly evil. Here lies the slippery slope to sin. While the world is seeking acceptance and for others to tolerate and accept their sinful behavior, we must understand what acceptance means. To be accepted means to be highly favored, to be given approval, and is given recognition for being correct. Entertaining the world's view of acceptance is essentially disregarding the acceptance we receive from Jesus Christ. When we place our faith in Jesus, our heart transforms and seeks after the desires of God's heart and what he finds acceptable. When we are born again, we notice a transformation in our nature. And while we will still bend to our flesh, according to Ezekiel 36, we have a choice to stand up for what is truly favored, approved, and correct in the eyes of God. I'm moving fastly today because I don't want to take too long in this podcast. But number four, sneaky ways that sin will come into our lives is getting defensive and defiant. It's easy. Folks, I know it's easy for us to become defensive or even defiant when we feel hurt, when we feel betrayed by others, or even by God for that matter. However, there is a way of defending what is right without becoming defensive. Remember, as believers, our mission is to win people over to Jesus Christ. And we can't do that if we build a barrier rather than a bridge. But I get it. This is easier said than done. It's not hard to see that we live in a hostile and divided world. Everyone has a voice, and it can be glaringly loud. Many voices clamoring for attention are blatantly speaking untruth or all out just, all out just blaspheming God's name. Luke 12 tells us we should never stand for this. However, if we aren't intentional and pause before we speak, we can easily get sucked into a heated conflict that may not end well. So how do we approach this in a way that reveals truth rather than getting pulled into a place that can permeate sinful thoughts or choices? We have to be bold, but speak truth in love. Invite God into the conversation with a quick whispered prayer, and then take time to listen with patience while speaking truth in love and grace. The fifth way I want to talk to you today about the sneaky, tricky ways that sin can just kind of sneak into our lives is by compromising or justifying behaviors. Now, going back to my story where I nearly fell into my TV screen trying to get my kids not being able to see an inappropriate scene, I recall how, I think it was my daughter looked at me and she said, "Well, what's so bad about it?" And honestly, if we're not careful, we've all probably had those thoughts, and maybe you still do from time to time. It's the human in us coming front and center saying, "Well, I didn't really see anything there. I knew where that scene was leading, and that's why I hurried to the screen." However, the danger in this line of thinking is that in those small and what is deemed as insignificant compromises, we find what mentally weakens our character. And this is a fine line, as it can so easily lead us to justify sin. The truth of the matter is that God does not excuse sin ever. I'm going to say that one more time. God does not excuse sin ever. Through His abundant grace, He is willing to forgive. But once again, God does not excuse sin. And when we compromise our choices, the line of sin gets blurry and gray. And eventually, we fail to truly grieve over our sinful choices and repent with a remorseful heart. In time, we don't even recognize it as sin anymore, as we keep falling into the same trap, going down the same destructive path. When we become Christians, the Bible says we are a new creation. Our old self is dead, gone. We shouldn't even want to return to it, according to Philippians 3. So let's strive to stop compromising our faith for ourselves and selflessly live for Jesus Christ. So let's go back over these again. Five tricky ways that sin can sneak into our lives. Number one, falling into complacency. Number two, the tolerant versus intolerant conversation. Number three, entertaining the world's view of acceptance. Number four, getting defensive and defiant. And then lastly, number five, compromising or justifying behaviors. Let's pray today. Lord, please grant us your grace today, God. Forgive us for where we have failed you. And maybe there have been times in our life where we have caved under the pressure of our sin. Sanctify, redeem us, O God. Transform our hearts and transform our lives, God, to reflect the image of your love. For we want to honor you, Lord, with our choices. We love you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We've got a great Easter in store for you on the 31st of this month. It's 1 month from Sunday. March the 31st is Easter Sunday at Harvest Church. There is going to be a gift for every person in attendance. I'm not going to give away what that is, but we got separate gifts for adults, teenagers, and the kids are going to have an egg hunt for children aged through age 10. And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's all going on at the end of the service, but in the service itself, it's going to be a powerful day. We've got special Easter music from Brother Cannon and the Harvest Worship Team. And then I'm going to be preaching a message entitled Open for Examination. Open for Examination. Make plans, you and your family, to come and be with us Easter Sunday, March 31st at 10 o'clock a.m. One worship opportunity that day. There will be no Sunday night. that week. If you want to know what's going on at the church this week, the easiest thing to do is go to our website, harvesthumboldt.com. That is harvesthumboldt.com. You can also call our church office at 731-784-2246, or you can email us at harvesthumboldt@gmail.com. We'll answer those questions promptly, harvesthumboldt@gmail.com, or you can write us through the snail mail, 3401 Bledsoe Road in Humboldt, Tennessee, 38343. Thank you again for being a part of today's program. I hope we've said and been able to encourage something that has been able to be said that has encouraged you and your family and your walk with God. Five tricky ways that sin tries to sneak its way into our lives. Hope you're better because of this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. Next week, I'm going to talk about the lessons and the contrast that we can draw from Judas and the Apostle Peter. Have a great one, folks.